Paul W. Smith will be here just after Fox News at 6. This is the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right. Good morning. Welcome. Welcome to the Pre-W. Smith Show. Good to be with you. Mark Pastoria, Kristen Kajawa. I'm Jeff Sloan. We've got Brian Morton as well. The whole crew kicking off the show this morning. All right. The Feds raised interest rates significantly again. 0.75 point. You know, guys, these are tricky times for everyone, tricky times for those of us in business. Certainly the Feds are challenged with slowing inflation, yet at the same time, not tipping us. It's like a, what do they call, Kristen, what's the thing you sit on? One kid sits on one side.
Oh, teeter-totter.
Teeter-totter, exactly. Yeah. Teeter-totter, that's it. Yes, and I only ask you that, Kristen, because you have young kids, as do I, but for whatever reason, I did not know the reference to the teeter-totter, but that's exactly it. In my mind, I see it. On the one hand, you want to raise rates high enough to slow spending, slow borrowing, cool off the economy, bring inflation down, bring prices down. At the same time, you don't want to tip us too far past the equilibrium point where you start to go down the other side and the economy tips into a recession. Challenging, tricky times. Mark, you and I published a business beat that'll be on Paul W.'s show today, and we saw the Small Business Index now indicating that small business owners, for the first time, really, I mean, it's at an all-time low, and more than that, you know, concerns about inflation, rising prices for them to be able to operate their businesses. 90% feel that while it's tough now, the worst is yet to come. 2023 expected to be a more challenging year than 2022. Rough seas ahead, no doubt about it. Rough seas ahead. Consumers now really, really feeling the pinch too as prices go up for businesses to operate. Prices go up for consumers to pay, of course. And so these are trying times. Lots of tough decisions, lots of making your best judgment call going on a lot of fronts, from the Feds to businesses operating to consumers. How do I spend? Do I spend? What am I going to do with my holiday spending? Really interesting and trying times. We're going to have a feature on later on the show where we talk about something called lifestyle creep. This is where, you know, in better times, your personal spending, you felt comfortable, you felt confident, you know, the economy was good, the paycheck was good, the job was secure, felt really comfortable spending money. Well, just more and more of this confronting us every day, and as we said, more to come. Well, now, one thing we like to do on the show to kick things off in the morning is talk about how the times are changing, and things happening beyond challenges in the economy, of course. There are really interesting things happening around us, amongst us, by us, et cetera. And Kristen, you've got a story for us. It's really interesting. Another sign of the times. Tell us.
That's right, Jeff. Another private company, I can't even believe this, is jumping into the space business, Jeff.
Yeah, so amazing.
We have Elon Musk, and you won't even believe who I'm going to tell you is jumping in. Hotel giant Hilton.
Yeah, I mean, right.
Boggles my mind. So Hilton.
Boggles my mind.
Yeah.
Please
Hilton,
tell us.
Hilton. Yeah, right. Hilton Hotel Giant is partnering with Voyager Space Holdings and Lockheed Martin to design astronaut facilities for the next private space station, Starlab, due in space 2027.
Wow.
Incredible.
Are you booking your room?
Yeah. So let's be clear.
Rooms with a view.
Rooms, that's a room with a view, Mark.
Right.
Boy, yes, listen, and when you say astronauts, the really interesting thing is, you mentioned hotel, the term hotel. Mm-hmm. That's really what this particular space station that Starlab, right?
That's right.
That's building it, mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really a hotel.
That's right.
It's not for astronauts like we think of astronauts. If you're a consumer, you want to book a ticket to space and go stay in a space hotel, you're an astronaut.
That's right.
And so Hilton is designing these amazing suites in space.
One of four.
It's unbelievable.
That's,
I mean, now look, here's an interesting thing, and it brings up this point. You mentioned Elon Musk. Look what he did with SpaceX, putting those rockets up in the air. And then, you know, it's not necessarily entirely telling, but it makes you raise an eyebrow. NASA is ready to put its rocket up in space. Not the Elon Musk rocket, the government paid, produced, built, developed, and
Artemis.
To be launched. Right, Artemis. And so far, haven't gotten it off the ground. It just begs the question, is this a sign of the times that now it seems that the, you know, that the business sector might be better at doing some of this than government-supported programs like NASA. I mean, it just begs the question. Be interesting to watch.
Absolutely.
And it'll be interesting to see people. But by 2027, by the way, this is not something 30 years out. A few years out, people will be booking their rooms.
I'm ready,
at Jeff. At the Hilton.
I'm ready.
In space, yeah. No oceanfront views out there.
That's all right.
Yeah, but as you say, Mark, very interesting view. All right, going to run to a break. Back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show.